So basically, one more issue in this part of the sugya. So the issue is that so min haTorah. So if you have a zava, okay, so a zava is tamei and she needs the tamei and she needs shiva nikiyam, okay. So she needs shiva nikiyam, and so after she sees has 7 days where she doesn't have any dam, so then she's and then she goes in the mikvah and she's tahora, right? Now mikra hadin, she really could go in the mikvah on the 7th day, the daytime in the morning, and go in the mikvah, and then her tahora and go in the mikvah, and then she's technically tahora at that moment. Okay, on the assumption that she's not going to see dam the whole day. So it's like you could establish the shiva nikiyam in the morning, because look, she hasn't seen it for 6 days, and the night she didn't see, and now on the 7th day in the morning she could go in the mikvah and create tyra. The only thing is that if she does see dam, it turns out it will retroactively, basically, it wasn't shiva nikiyam. So it's like she had a right to assume it was shiva nikiyam based on an umdana, based on an assumption that it was going to be, that she was going to be a naki, right, the whole rest of the day. But if she sees dam, she's so sert. And it turns out that any bia that she had, it was a bia sisser, or it turns out any natairos, what she touched, or tameos, retroactively, right? So therefore, it's not advisable that she goes in the mikvah. I'm sorry, it's not advisable that she has bia. Right, it's not advisable that she has bia. Okay? So, Shimshon is a tarbus ra. Right, in fact, the Gemara said, one second, Mishnah said, The Mishnah on Ayin Beis and Aleph basically says that if a woman goes in the middle, the din is, if a woman sees dam, let's say, is that there are 11 days, and the days which could be zav, she sees one day, so then that day, she's also in bia, she can't go to the mikvah, that day is defined as the day of zav, but the next day, she goes in the mikvah, and she's called Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she waits for that day, so she goes in the mikvah, and then she waits, and she's tahor at night, so if she goes in the mikvah, so, and then she has bia, so the Mishnah says that's tarbus ra. That's like bad upbringing. It's a bad midah. Okay? Tarbus is like upbringing. So, why? Because if it turns out she sees dam, then she's going to end up retroactively being tamea. Right? Umagon will be lost until you, so her maga, anything which she touches, anything bia she has, or talay, they're hanging. If she ends up seeing dam, it's going to turn out that she was a zava and she's chayav in a karban. And if not, everything's mitahora. So that's, so he's saying it's tarbus ra to do that. Okay, you're not supposed to do that. Okay. So, same thing as the case by the zava gedola. Okay. So the question is, right. Well, the bia, the maizel she touches, she just has to keep track of what she touched. Right? Because maybe it's going to be, she'll make it to maya. Oh, you mean truma or something? I guess she shouldn't touch truma. I guess so. But I mean, the question is just even stachul and whatever. If she touches it, she has to keep track of what she touched, because that stuff might end up being to maya after the reno retroactively. Okay? So basically, so the Gemara by us says Rabbi Shimon held that really she's tahor at that point, right when she goes in the mikvah. But it's asr chachamim Amrucham asur lasos kein shema tovah l'day safek. It's asur to do this because maybe it'll be a safek. Maybe it'll turn out that she'll come to a safek. So Tosfos is going to get into what's asur. What's asur? What does he mean that it's asur? And the basis of this is going to be two choices. Either it means it's asur to go in the mikvah on at that time, okay, or it means it's asur to have bia at that time, okay. So that's what Tosfos is going to be about, okay. What does it mean? Rav Shimon saying as mikvah, then she's tahar when she goes in the mikvah, but asru lasos kain on the seventh day, let's say, okay, on the seventh day asru lasos kain shema tavol de safek. So Tosus says like that. So it's a Nizamal Zayinim and Beis Tosus Aval. I kind of will do the whole Tosus, but maybe the first half or so. Sarach Lomar, you need to say, Asher Lasos Kain Litval. It means you're not allowed to go on the mikvah. They asher, the Rabbanan asher you to go on the mikvah. Di'ya Tashmish, as if it means that you're not allowed, they asher you to have Bia. Mahu Shelo Tavul De Safek. What does it mean that they asher the Bia, she won't come to Safek? Hakvar ba b'shas tashmish shematira. It's not like in order so that she doesn't come to safek. It is a safek because it should say mneishi safek bia shalizer, right? Because at the moment she has tashmish, if she ends up seeing, it's going to have the mirror shelo tavle devadai. It's not that it's not the double de safek. In other words, it's saying the bia at that moment really is a safek eser, and if it ends up that she sees dam, it's going to turn out it was a vada yeser. So it shouldn't say the lashon shelo tavo lidei safek, right? But if you say it means she's not allowed to go in the mikvah, so you say, why did they say you're not allowed to go in the mikvah? Oh, because you might have bia, which would be a safek yeser. So they said, don't go in the mikvah because that will tavo lidei safek, will end up causing her to have a bia, which is bia safek, right?
The first thing, it shouldn't be the, I don't see why it doesn't make sense to say that it's...
To say what? Yeah. To say,
like,
is the Bia?
Maybe they're going to come to Suffolk, so don't have Bia. That makes sense to me. Why is that bad?
Well, it should say that they assert Bia because the Bia might turn out, retroactively, might end up turning out to be a Vada Yeser. Whereas the Bia is a Suffolk Yeser. Right? So it shouldn't say that...
Yeah, but don't have bia, so you don't get into the suffix.
Oh, well, it's not like you're not getting... I guess it's saying is the lashon. That's not quite that she doesn't come to suffix. It should just say, asur libol neshi suffix. It's not like that. I mean, you could loosely, you know, talk like that so you don't get into the suffix. But it's not quite getting into the suffix. It's a maisa bias, it's a maisa bias, it's a suffix. But shelo tavo lide suffix means you don't come to having a suffix. The saying is, come to having a suffix means if you don't go in the mikvah, because you'll come to doing a bia shel suffix.
No, like to come to is like a step removed, like a removal.
Right.
From a step.
Right. I mean, that's the semantics of it. That's what Tosus is saying. You know, it's not, like I hear you, it's not 100% compelling, but that's Tosus' argument. Okay, smoother. Okay, ve'od heichi sharu. What's that gimel? Heichi sharu rabbanon. Oh, so apparently it sounds like it's a machlokas. There's a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Okay, so how heichi sharu rabbanon l'shamish havada? I mean, like my season as a tavas ra. Gavi shemes yom. Can I get yom? Shetav l'lashin l'riyasa. They come, are my God, v'yasa tuluyim. So in other words, he's saying is that there's an argument. Rav Shimon says it's asr, but what do the Chacham say it's mutter? So what are the Chacham holding? So if you're going to tell me that Rav Shimon saying it's asr to have bia, so then you're going to have to say the Rabbanan said it's mutter to have bia. Well, what do you mean? How could it be mutter to have bia? The Mishnah says it's tarvus ra. It's a bad idea because it might turn out that you can end up being bia sasr. Right? So that's what he's saying. But if you say that the Rabban, that Rav Shimon's saying is no, it's also to go in the mikvah because maybe you'll have bia. Then he said, but the Rabban said they never made the such an answer. But he's saying that again, if all Rav Shimon is saying is also to have the bia, then it's hard to believe the Rabban said it's mutter to have the bia. Why should they matter? Right? Right? V'chein mashma b'shmeitzen v'deparach v'netvelinu v'yimam adizayim. The Gemara says, in our Gemara, it says, why don't you go in the mikvah on the seventh day, during the day? V'mashani v'shadar v'shemun, v'kosh v'shemun, alma tefila kamar v'shemun d'asar. Because the Gemara asks, why can't nowadays you go on the mikvah on day 7 during the day? So the answer, right, because it turns out maybe it's Zava, the whole count, the whole thing is Shachbita, no one's going to come to anything wrong, it's talking about Tefillah, and then it says, no, you can't do it because of Shimon, so it implies that the Tefillah is also because of Shimon. Really, maybe you'll say, it really is talking about the Tashmish, and Reb Shimon said Tefillah is Mutar. So the point is that from the Gemara seems to be saying the reason why you can't go in the mikvah. Our Gemara is definitely discussing that you shouldn't go in the mikvah on the seventh day. Right? So that would seem to imply that Rabbi Shimon says it's asar. He means it's asar to go in the mikvah. So we're saying, no, no, no. Maybe Rabbi Shimon just says it's asar to have bia. And then later, in a later generation, the Gemara says, you know what? Since Rav Shimon says also to have bia, we went a step further and said it's also to have going to mikvah also. It's a later chumra, but not clear what Rav Shimon is answering. Okay, so basically that's the I think as far as we need to go. So basically, the question is what exactly is Rav Shimon answering? Is he answering bia at that time? In which case, that was a machlokas. That's it. Also, but there also have bia. Or do you say no? And even if you say that Rav Shimon just asked bia, but then later on the Kalei Chacham were machmir and said you can't even go in the mikvah. Or do you say no? That Rav Shimon's asering going in the mikvah itself, right? Going in the mikvah itself. So I just want to know: can we understand what's this idea? What's the svara either way? I mean, what's the svara about Rav Shimon's gezeira? What are the two conceptual ways of understanding? You know, the gezeira that Chazal are making here. The case is where basically, what's an asking? What's the case? The case is basically take a zava on the seventh day of her mikvah, of her account, or the seventh nikiyam. So Minatora, definitely, if she goes in the mikvah during the day, and she ends up not seeing, then she's Torah at this moment. And if she ends up not seeing that whole day, then it turns out she was Torah from the moment that she went in the mikvah. But if it turns out she does end up seeing today, then it turns out retroactively the whole tefillah was worthless, and her bia was an eser, and her tumas things were shitasha tamea. So what I'm saying is at that point, the chacham came in. And what did they do? Did they say that it's asur to have bia at that point? Why? Because it might turn out that it's going to turn out to be a bia eser. Or do they say no? That, of course, is also. They went further. They said she can't even go in the mikvah at that time. Because maybe she'll end up having bia. Question is, why do you say that you need to aser bia? Wouldn't it already be aser because of safek? It's like a safek deraisa here. No? So it's funny to say that now there's going to be, whatever he's saying is aser gravan have to come along and say it's aser to have bia. I mean, shouldn't it naturally be aser because it's a safek? That's good. So that's a good first sign. So you can't say, look, Minatorah, it's not a suffix. It's not a suffix because, like we learned, there's an umdana, there's an assumption that she's not going to see. She just had her shivanikim six days, and this is the seventh day where she stopped bleeding, and she checked in the morning. So there's an umdana, there's an assumption that she's going to be katahora the whole day. She'll be naki the whole day, and she could go in the mikvah. She was right to go on the mikvah on that assumption. And she has a shame of a tahora. Right? So that's not a suffix, yeser. At that moment, she's mutter abia. Mekar then. It's just the thing is that if she does have bia, and then she sees dam, the chance occurrence that she sees dam, it's going to turn out retroactively that was an Isser deraisa. Isser of Sivantazava. Right? So that the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah holds, that's Tarvis Ra. That's like a bad Midah. Right? Tarvis Ra is like a funny Lashon. It's like a bad Midah, a bad upbringing. She's like playing with fire. It's not Asar. You can't say it's Asar. Because she has an Asar, she has an Amdana. So, but it's a bad Midah. You don't do an action which could end up becoming retroactively to be, it turns out, it was an Isidore Isa. Be of Zava. So it's, but like on a technical level, you can't say it's asar because there's an umdanot, there's an assumption of heter. Have heter?
Sure.
What? Yeah. Right. So that's the deraisa. But Rabbi Shimon holds that the Rabbanan took that bad midah and they made it an esar. Deraisa, it's not an esar because there's an umdanot. It doesn't mean the Rabbanan can't asar it. Rabbanan are saying is, look, that's a bad midah, and look, it's one thing that you could just say it's a bad midah, and hopefully people won't do it. But it could be so that people were being not careful. They weren't following the advice that it's a bad midah, and they were end up doing it. And then it turns out, you get Yisur D'Oraisa, being violated. So the Rabbanan said that that's Asar. You're not allowed to have Bia with a woman until she's not just like an umdana of Tyra, but actually a positive, definitive Tyra. A Tyra of, which is Taloi, a hanging Tyra, they said that's an Isra Bia. It's an Isra Bia on a woman whose Tyra is hanging, is contingent. Even this, who's an Tyra is an Umdana, a hanging Umdana. But rather, they're said that they're only allowed to Bia with a woman who's Tahar Bavadai, not a Tahar as an Umdana, you know, as a hanging Tahira. So, but it's a brand new Isra Rabbanan, and that would be the Machlokas. Did the Rabbanan do that? Or do you say the Rabbanan just left it according to the philosophical, the Midah? They left it up to people's Midah. So technically there's an Umdana. And it's risky. Okay, look. Torah didn't warrant that. Torah said, look, there's an Umdana. And technically speaking, you have a right to have the Bia. And the Rabbanan never stepped in. Is a bad Midah? Yeah, but not everything which is a bad Midah is Asar. That's it, right? So that's the way, if you learn, like when Tosus' original way of learning, he seems to be a slipic about it, Tosus. So that way of learning, that's all they answered. They just answered having Bia. Right? The nature of the Isser is it's taking the bad midah and making it an Isser. What's the other way? The other way, pshat, is that, no, that's, of course you can't do that. Of course that's a bad idea. But that we know is a bad idea to have the Bia. But that's not what the Rabbanan did. The Rabbanan came and said, you're not allowed to go in the mikvah. You have to wait until night until you go in the mikvah. Right? Why? Because maybe you're going to come to the Safek. Very good. So it's interesting about that. The Raisa situation is agreed, as before, is that there's an umdana that she's not going to have done. And therefore, she's gone in the mikvah and she'll be tahar based on that umdana. And that's the Raisa. Right? And at that, the Raisa is, at that point, technically speaking, there's a Heter Bia, but it's Tar Basra. It's a bad Midah. Right? It's a bad Midah because it's risky. So the question is, so what did they Asar now? So the first way we learned was, so they said, don't have Bia. They set up an Isser Bia. Right? They took the philosophical Tar Basra and they made it an Isser. Right? The other way to learn is to say, no, that is Tar Basra. Tar Basra isn't an Isser. Tar Basra is a bad Midah. It's a risk. Right? What they did is that type of a state of being a Tar Basra, of having an Umdana of Heter, right? An Umdana of Heter, and then, but risky, a risk of Bia, is like tantalizing. It's a mikshal for people. For people to tell a person that you're Tahora, but maybe something's going to happen, and then you're Tame. That, the Rabbanan saw as a risk. And it could be there was, like Ariel was saying, maybe there were people who were abusing it. They got wind of the fact that people were abusing it. But basically, that state is a very hard state of a person to be in. It's hard to control oneself. After all, this is after Shivan Akiyam, or after a period of a removal of Esh Veshto. And now you're telling me that she has a Chaloshin Tohora. But you're just saying, but maybe it's going to turn out that you're going to have Dom, and retroactively it's going to be, okay. So that person might be prone, especially under the taiva of the Bia, might be prone to waving away that maybe and ignoring it. And therefore the Rabbanan said they disallowed putting yourself into that state. And they said that you're not allowed to create a Tyra Tyra's Umdana. Umdana's Tyra. But they said that you have to go in the mikvah when you create absolute Tyra. They disallowed the gap between the Tyra and the certitude of the Tyra. They said the Tyra of an Umdana is too risky. It's a risky state for a person to be in. And therefore, they set up and they said, basically, mechayev you to do tefillah belayla. They basically prevented there from being a gap between the tefillah and the Torah. Right? And the certitude of the Torah. Right? Tefillah must produce Torah immediately. With certainty. Now, why wouldn't it be enough to just set up an Isser Bia? Right? In fact, there's two questions. Why would you say that? In fact, even according to the Manda Amar who learned that they did set up an Isser Bia, he says later the Rabbanim set up an Isser Tefillah. Right? So why is, apparently there's something weak about the Isser Bia. Yeah, right. It's hard to, it could be, it's true. Is that bottom line is, everyone knows the Deoraisa. Everyone knows the Deoraisa is that you're Torah. Vavnundana. But it's Torah. Now, there are of an answer. Okay. But still, Alavai, look, the words of the Chum should be strong and should prevent the person, but they aren't necessarily working. So it could be is that the bottom line is the shame, titar, Torah, is even with a super added Isser Darabanan, and this Darabanan is like a chashash, they're telling you is, you're not allowed to live, to take your chances. Well, you know, so that type of a thing, people take their chances anyways. You tell people don't take your chances, people take your chances. That it's like a type of an Isser, which is not an absolute Isser. The nature of the Isser is, it's not like an absolute Isser. The Isser is, you're not allowed to take your chances. That's what they're answering. So it's saying is that already is hard for people. The best thing for people is just say, don't put yourself in a situation where you have to take your chances. Right? It's Isser to get into the chances situation. Right, that's a more pragmatic type of gzeira, more reasonable to work with people on than to say. And also, there's a big taiva to have bia. There's not as big a taiva to go on the mikvah. It's a step removed. Because the taiva, in general, the person has to control themselves. The hardest time to control yourself is when the taiva is aroused. So to say, you don't have a taiva to go on the mikvah. You have a taiva to have bia after you went on the mikvah. So the taiva stronger when it's closer to the thing. So you tell a person, don't go in the mikvah, okay, so you're going to the mikvah. You tell a person they already went in the mikvah and they have a shentor, and now they say don't have bia, that's already much harder. So the time to control the person is before they go in the mikvah. Right? Yeah. The whole thing, by the way, reminds me, I don't know if I told you this recently, it sounds, maybe I did, but there's a Gemara in Brachos, I think, it says, it's Dorish Apostic Nega Laikra Vahalacha. Did I tell you this? Nega Laikra Vahalacha. It's a drasha. It means you won't have a Nega in your tent. So what does it mean? It's a tefillah or a thing that a person won't come home when his wife is come home from the road when his wife is a Suffolk Nida.
Okay.
Right, I told you that, no? So that's what it's saying, is that should be like Hashem should protect the person that they don't come home and their wife is a Suffolk Nida. Come home from the road. So it's saying is, what's the pshat? So saying it doesn't say it doesn't come home when she's an Ida, because she doesn't come when she's an Ida. Okay, so you control yourself, right? Klal Yisrael knows how to control himself. Problem is, if you come home and she's a Suffolk Nida, that's hard. It's the Suffolk Isser, which is very hard to control and very frustrating when to refrain, because you don't even have the satisfaction that you're doing the right thing. You don't know. That psychologically messes with the person. So it's saying is that's shkacha. A person, that type of nisayon is very difficult. So it could be similar, not exactly, it's not suffix, but the umdana of hater, the taira shavet of machmas umdana, with a possibility of a retroactive tuma, is very hard for a person to control. And therefore the rabbanon held that that's not, they simply remove this whole thing. They said the state of a Tyra of the Tokh Umdana is a state which is asking for problems, and therefore the Rabbanan disallowed it. That's the way it seems, that's the way Tosfos ends up going. think if I remember correctly, the other Rishonim learned differently. But that's what Tosfos here says.